Hey there, it's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. It's no secret that water is a finite resource and agriculture is a significant user of water to grow our food and fiber. In fact, one way to look at food production is a way to put an economic price on water use, says David Dahl, a farmer and former farm advisor.
You know, we've been trading water in agriculture for hundreds of years. We just do it in the grain or the apples or the tomatoes or the almonds. That's how we're trading water. We're taking that resource from where we have it and where it may be plentiful at a given time, producing something with it, and then moving that to an area that one can't produce that crop or doesn't have the resources to produce that crop.
So in some ways, farmers are harvesting water from one area and efficiently moving it to a new area in the form of food.
And if that water is coming from a renewable resource, that's different than if it's coming from an aquifer that never can be recharged.
Dahl says improving ways to bring renewable water resources to arid regions is a vital part of the future of farming, because that's an ideal environment for many crops.
But it doesn't mean we don't figure out how to make farming in those drier areas improve the water resources, because those drier areas provide conditions that are conducive for high agricultural productivity, much higher than people can think that's going on, and higher valued crops.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich with your Farm of the Future report.